Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me tonight is my substitute, but in a pinch guy, the one that I can depend on, Mr. Michael Connolly. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a little bit of issues with my stomach tonight, but other than that, doing pretty good.
I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you get old and you get IBS.
Oh, that was an irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Do we really want to go there, Michael?
No, we don't.
Okay, cool, because I didn't want to really go there either. Let's see. Tonight is open mic night, so I will be opening the phone lines on the half hour. So that would be 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. Now, I got this this VPN, and I tell you, ever since I got this VPN, oh my goodness gracious! I don't know what's going on with this computer. Sometimes, yeah, it just has a mind of its own now. So I don't know what is going on. But I went to the doctor today, right? And last week I had an appointment too. So this was just a follow up appointment. So Dapo's at the door this time, and she's armed with a thermometer, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, right? So she takes my temperature. She says, "You have a fever," and I said, "I don't have a fever." And she shows me the thermometer, and it said 99.3, and I'm going, "Okay, really, truly, that is not a fever." So then security guard comes over, and I said, look at him. And I said, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what a punk ass. And I said, what, are you her backup or something? No, I just wanted to know what's going on. Well, none of your business, for one thing, dude. And I had driven like 20 miles to get to this doctor's appointment, so I just wasn't in the mood. And I told her, you know what, I took my temperature this morning. Because my line of work, I have to keep abreast of my health issues just to make sure that I don't have a fever, because I don't want to, if I had a fever, there's no way that I would go to work, yada, yada, yada. And because I don't want to take the risk of my clients catching anything. So she says, okay, we'll wait. And so after taking it again two more times, it went down to 98.3. So it's like, okay, this time I didn't even register, okay? So that's my first encounter with Gestapo tactics, if you want to call them that, because I do. And I did ask my doctor how they are testing for the China virus. And she said all they are is doing the influenza swab test. So,
well, isn't that interesting?
So I tell you, this has been so blown out of proportion. Again, like I mentioned, what was it last week? Separation by 6 degrees, and, you know, I have approximately 5,000 people that are my Facebook friends. You have thousands of them, Michael. And, we would hear about or read about somebody that we are Facebook friends with that has it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know anybody that has it.
I don't either,
really,
to be honest with you.
So really, truly, what's up? But, I wanted to play a video from, could have been my ex husband, if he would have played his cards right, Ben Swan. well, that's on him now, okay? Ben, give me a call. 555-5555. So this Dr. Fauci, and he has, you know, we kind of touched on this $3.7 million that the United States gave to the Wuhan lab, and it was actually, it could have been a little bit more than that, and it was specifically to study the coronavirus in bats. Now, how coinky-dink was that? And this was in 2018. Okay?
Wow.
And guess who had feared that? Dr. Fauci.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. So, and he's best buds with Bill Gates, Billy Boy Gates. So really, truly, what the heck? Well, I believe I know what is going on. And I do believe that it was all planned. And because, you know, Bill has that vaccine just waiting in the wings for us to give to us. And this is just, gosh, I'm truly, you know how I say that we're residing in bizarre world?
Mm-hmm.
And this is bizarre world, Twilight Zone, and Outer Limits all combined.
That's a fact.
I cannot, although we're living this, I'm still in disbelief.
You know, but what really bothers me about all this is that there seems to be a lot of jousting going on between the current administration and all of these people. And I honestly believe that there's something behind the curtains that we don't know about, Eva, that somehow or another has got some meaning to all of this at the moment.
Oh, well, for sure. But everybody knows, anybody that listens to the show knows that, you know, I think that it's just ushering the new world order. And we the people, if this is a beta test that we're going through right now, we the people failed miserably.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in favor of the new world order. But we failed ourselves. We failed our children. We failed our children's children and future generations. If we are going to sit back and take this, you know, have a lackadaisical attitude, like, test me, do what you will, and I will be an obedient little sheep.
Exactly. Hey, Eva, I've got to step out of the studio for a minute, all right?
Oh, no. Sure, Michael, just hurry back. But, people, this is totally, completely ridiculous. So out of control. We have paddle boarders. People, this happened right in San Diego, California, that this gentleman was paddle boarding, and you know, catching some sun, you know, in the water, in the ocean, nobody around him, and he gets arrested for not practicing social distancing. Okay, A, he's in the ocean by himself, okay? What is he going to do if he had the China virus? What's he going to do? Infect the sea life? So they arrest him. It's a $1,000 fine, most likely I'm going to try and get him on the show, as a matter of fact. This is ridiculous. Totally, completely ridiculous. And if this virus, from what we're told, cannot survive in the heat, then it has no business at the beach. You know, and it has been, well, today's been, it was really super duper hot here in California. So, hopefully, if this is just a bad strain of the flu, because yearly the flu gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and you know, they don't have a cure for it. They, you know, they shoot you up, get your, you know, your flu vaccination. It's free, and it's like, you don't know what they're putting in your body. And you're allowing it to happen to you. What is wrong with us? Are we this dumbed down that we have become mindless drones? You know, because drones have people that control them. So is that what it is? Are we just a bunch of drones? Think for ourselves. The biggest mistake is to watch that doggone television set. They call it television programming for that very reason. It's to program you. And if you're sitting down and you want to hear the news 24/7, you know, aka CNN, and you're listening to this over and over and over and over again, it's a mind washing. Come on, we are better than this. Truly, we are better than this. I'm glad to see in the area where I reside, a lot of people are being civil disobedient. They're being disobedient. Mom and pop stores are open. People are going for walks. Restaurants, you can still go into the restaurant and order food. They don't want you to actually dine in the restaurant. Grocery stores, I mean, grocery stores now, the ones that I go to are totally, completely stopped. And there was never a food shortage to begin with. But you sit down and you listen to mainstream media and they put fear into you. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. So let's buy toilet paper. Toilet paper is the last thing you should be thinking of. It's nice, you know, to have, to wipe your butt with, but still. Wouldn't you be more concerned with actual food? And then a lot of people turned into total, complete animals, seeing one another, fighting over a paper product, toilet paper, ass wipe. People get in fights over that, and mainstream media is loving it. Every second, because they know that they are perpetuating the fear. It is just such a sad, sad state of affairs that this has come down to it. Now a lot of stores aren't carrying seeds for gardens, for food. Just so happens I was able to purchase some seeds, so I'm going to get my garden started. You can't rely on the government. You can't rely on the stores. You can't rely Can't rely on mainstream media telling us the truth. Can't rely, definitely, not on the government to tell us the truth, because they're always up to what? Government shenanigans. It's all about control. Just like them bickering about gun control. Not about gun control, it's about people control. They want to rule us. Like I said earlier, I mean, if this is a beta test, which I really, they're bringing in the New World Order, most definitely. We failed miserably. How sad is that? You know, I'm sure a lot of us have had, and I'm not a fearmonger, a lot of this is just nonsense and stuff like that. But our forefathers, relatives, our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, yada, 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 you know, they believed in something. They believed that they were fighting for a purpose, mainly for our freedom. Yet, here we are. We're gift wrapping our freedoms, our liberties, and handing them over to political parasites that we employ to enslave us. Does this make any sense whatsoever? I don't know. This is, I'm dumbfounded. I knew it was coming down the pike. I just didn't know that in my lifetime. I didn't think my children would see it in their lifetime either. Thought it was in the far distance. But far distance, that sounds kind of oxymoron. But this is so, so utterly sad. I did want to play that video that Ben Swan has, and it's very, very interesting. So what if this Fauci, well, it's pretty apparent that he's not working for we the people, because none of these parasites are. So if he was part of this to begin with, starting in 2018, and now approximately 2 years later, maybe a year and a half later, it's come down to this. And I was under the impression that they actually put the virus in these bats. Now, the bat that allegedly, single quote, that, you know, the rumor that was originally started, this came from a market in Wuhan, from people eating bat soup, whatever. It isn't even the same kind of bat. Totally different species of bat. So, you know, this is, and what kind of, I mean, Dr. Fauci, if he is found guilty of this, I mean, this is, he has put millions of people's lives at risk. Not only physically, but mentally. This is, you know, people, this isn't a time for us to be arguing and bickering, and time for us to be uniting together. Together we stand, divided we fall, which is oh so true. And again, order out of chaos, that's what they want. Conquer and divide, that's what they want. But we are the ones that are guilty because we have allowed this to happen. You have senators, congresspeople that are supposed to be your representatives. Are they really representing you? When they line themselves, their pockets full of money, is that representing you? You got to reevaluate this. Know what's going on. I feel like I'm talking to myself because Mr. Mike is gone. So if there are any listeners that would like to chime into the show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. If you do want to chime in, please press 1. That will indicate to me that you want to, and I will bring you into the studio. So, there is just so much going on. We have the elections coming up, or should I say selections, and what about that? If the president is selected, then, I mean, is this a bait and switch thing going on? There's some things that I've been hearing out of Donald Trump's mouth, and very scary, very, very scary that he encroaches upon our Constitution, and every one of them does, for one thing, okay? So it's not that I'm just attacking Donald Trump. Donald Trump does have a lot of people that he is surrounded by that are just scandalous, totally, completely scandalous. You have Mike Pompeo, who is definitely a warmonger, and seems like every time you see Donald Trump doing his rounds on TV, Mike Pompeo is just right there, right behind him, right behind his right shoulder. There's Mike Pompeo. You can't miss him. Thank goodness that he got rid of the other warmonger, John Bolton. You know, this is beyond me. And we truly cannot be this stupid, can we? I don't know. Just, it's mind-boggling that we have allowed this to happen. Yeah. Doesn't look like Mr. Mike is back yet. Let's see what is going on in the Twitter world. There are a lot of people on Twitter that do know that what is really going on. They know that Bill Gates is extremely evil, and this is just so
ridiculous. Let's see. And what if, you know, this is a ploy by the New World Order, and they keep taking our liberties away? I mean, so far they're trying to isolate us from one another. Rumor has it that they plan on going door to door and testing person individually. Tell me, if they come knocking at your door, are you going to open it and welcome them with your arms wide open? Oh, my saviors, you're finally here. Or are we going to fight? Are we going to fight this tyranny? They're trying to separate us from God. You know, social distancing. Come on, really? If other parishioners want to take the chance of getting this flu, then so be it. During flu season, I'm just extra cautious. I take homeopathic medicines. I haven't had the flu in a good 25 years. And I don't get the flu shot. I try and stay as homeopathic as possible. But if I'm around somebody and I hear them coughing or sneezing, as soon as I get home, I get on my regiment. Do you have a regiment? Do you have a plan? And a lot of this is common sense. My goodness. This was released on purpose by Fauci and his crew. That includes, I mean, he's also friends with Hillary Clinton. Oh, my goodness gracious. Elton John, you see him photographed with stars. I don't even want to, we'll just call them entertainment parasites. You know, that's what they're here for. They're here to entertain us. They're our muse. Yet they try and tell us, they deem what is right for us. No. And people, you're doggone. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's stupid if you follow these people. And it's very, very sad that a person puts more emphasis on Dancing with the Stars than they do with our own government. Don't you want to keep abreast of what's going on? After all, these are your representatives. Sadly, you know, and I didn't vote for a doggone one of them. But, I got the cream of the crop. I got the Nancy Pelosi's. I got the Gavin Newsom's. I got the Maxine Waters. I was being facetious when I said cream of the crop, okay? It's mind-boggling to me. Again, if there's any callers or listeners that would like to chime into the show, phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. I did not find anything on Twitter thus far. I do know that, gosh, another California representative, Adam Schiff, is starting impeachment procedures again on Donald Trump. And there is a lot to be desired when it comes to him and him, and especially Ted Lieu. Now, they are both known to hang out with the convicted murderer, Ed Buck, and who is homosexual, and he murdered a few of his homosexual partners. And he also was a contributor to Ted Lieu and Adam Schiff. And I wonder why they are free. Then there's a rumor going around about Adam Schiff in a hotel in Los Angeles where a boy was sexually abused and the child died, and Adam Schiff was there when it happened. Of course, they're trying to conveniently cover that up. These are the people that represent you. You don't care. You don't care what's going on. You don't care who they are associated with. My goodness. And then, what, for years, we had that person third in line to presidency, off the top of my head, forgive me, his name just slips my mind right now. But he was a child molester, too, convicted. These people are in government, again, representing us. Why do we allow this to happen? That's my question. Why? Got to get rid of them, you know, somehow, some way. Sending Michael a message. But this is ridiculous. But it's our fault. We allow it to happen. And what is wrong with us? Like I said, have we become so dumbed down that we are just, we're mindless drones? We can't think for ourselves? What has happened to us? On nasty television sets, for one thing. You know, I'm going to put that TV challenge out there again. I've done it for years. You know, first day, quit watching TV for one day. Then try 2 days. Try 3 days. Try a week. Try 2 weeks. Try them up. Ample news that you can get, reliable news that you can get on the internet. But no, we keep going back to the same old mainstream media. And granted, you know, I know we need to break up the monotony in our lives, leave the hustle bustle, because we've, again, become two-income family. We got kids. Work just takes up so much of our time. Does anybody still have, you know, meals with their family, that one day aside a week to just spend with your family? That's one good thing that come out, the only good thing that has come out
from this lockdown, unless you're just absolutely positively driving each other crazy, which is a good possibility. I don't know. This is just so beyond me that it has come to this. Nobody's calling in. Don't know where Mike went. Michael went MIA. Jim, I don't know where Jim is. And I definitely can't blame it on my VPN.
It has absolutely no control over them. So we probably will cut the show short tonight.
Let me see if I can get to any more headlines. But we do have the election coming up. And from my understanding, Trump does want to open everything up again. The Democrats, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican at this point in time. They all are on a power trip to control, and like I said, we pay them to enslave us. So, and it looks like if there was an election tomorrow, an honest election, that Trump would be the winner. Now, Barry Hussein Sotoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, finally endorse Joe Biden. A lot of Bernie bros are extremely disappointed in Bernie. How many times, and this is true, I mean, they call them burn bros, and it's like, how many times can your bro actually burn you before you catch on to his deceitful shenanigans? Do you really honestly think that Bernie Sanders was serious about becoming president? No, that means that he would actually have to do something for his pay, whether take vacations or not, he would actually have to do something. Bernie Sanders has been in politics for over 30 years, and he's useless. He is totally, completely useless, as most of them are. And that's another thing. Why do we allow these Congress people, senators, etc., to have unlimited term limits? Why is that? There should be a cap on everything. We got Nancy Pelosi, who's been in politics for well over 30 years, too. Same with, Dianne Feinstein. And why isn't Dianne Feinstein in jail? She just got done with that insider training. She had over $11 million worth of stock to sell. She sold it at the right time, so $11 million worth of stock. Grip load of money that she made, all because of insider trading. So if Martha Stewart goes to jail for insider trading, and what was it, Harvey Milken, or I know his last name was Milken. Or did he get off scot-free? He probably got off scot-free. So many of them do, like Dianne Feinstein. But her husband had shady deals going on, too, way back in the day. She had a friggin' Chinese spy that was working for her for, what, 25 years? Over 25 years? And he was a spy. Nothing happened to Dianne Feinstein. What's wrong with this picture? Am I the only one in the not-so-free world that sees that something is up in Chi-Town? You may agree with me on, you know, Facebook and what have you, but do you actually write these people, these political parasites that you pay to enslave you? Do you write them? Do you keep on them about the bills that they are signing, again, to enslave you? Do you protest? Do you go to rallies? I don't sit idly by and do nothing and just have this radio show. I'm a hands-on person. I go out there. I write my letters, send emails, call them. If you had enough people that did that, instead of turning on, dancing with the stars, you know, maybe we could get stuff accomplished. Or, you know, my preferred solution would be to actually go and march on their steps and physically arrest them. But who's with me? One person can't do it alone. I think the time has passed for writing letters. I think that your letters fall on deaf ears all the time. Because I know that, you know, 90% of the time when I write one of them or send them an email, I get a generated letter from them saying thank you for your donation. And it's like, I didn't donate anything for you, and no, you can't count on another $5 from me that you never even got in the first place. Does this make any kind of sense? Yeah, we are definitely going to wrap this show up early. I'm going to give it till 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I just hope that people will open up their eyes, pray on all them, and see what is happening to us, what we are what is happening to us, and we actually do something about it. You know, protests, if enough people got together and actually protested things, they could make a difference. Like I said, a march on the steps of these Capitol buildings and arrest these people. The Icelandic people did that to their political. What happened? The Icelandic people took back Iceland. Why? Because they're not going to take it. They're not going to take it. But we continue to take it and take it and take it. I tell you, it's not good for me. Is it good for you? I'm tired of all the shenanigans. And what about Trump? You know, he has all these leftovers from past administrations, from Barry Satoro era. He had doggone people from the Bush era within its myth. And I think that it would have been wise if he would have got rid of them all
and started anew. Look at who he brought in, first of all, when he became POTUS. He had, that one girl from his apprentice show, and the crazy wacko girl. And he brings in people like that. Somebody from WWE, and he brings them in, and I mean, it's time for new blood. Time to go out or do actually advertise these positions and let we the people fill them. And, this is just ridiculous. So what are we going to do, people? I don't know. I don't know what we are going to do. Excuse me, I keep getting a call, and I'm trying to, gosh, of course people call me when I'm doing the show. So sorry for the interruption. But anyhow, yeah, I don't know what happened to Jim Gray. I hope everything is okay with him. And Michael, no sense in yelling Marco because he's not on Facebook and he's just muted in the studio. So I don't know what ended up happening with him. So, we're going to call it quits for the night. Hope you'll return next Tuesday. And maybe I'll have a co-host with me. I won't bore you to death. Tomorrow night is Kevin's Corner. And he is at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's his show. And then go back full circle to Monday night, which is Question Everything. And that's Jim's show. So thank you for joining me this evening. I pray that this whole fiasco comes to an end very, very soon. And be kind, human. God bless you. And we'll see you on the flip side. Night, everybody.